India finished brilliantly, first with the ball and now with the bat. So fine spell for Akshar Patel, yet again a fifer, and this is his second match, so congratulations on that. So England are all out for 112 and India have scored 99 for 3 at stumps day 1 and are trailing by 13 runs. So India have done very brilliantly with the ball. And remember, this is the day and night test and players are wrapped up off the ground and after playing under the lights. So it's a crucial game for England and India for the World Test Championship final. So England need to win two of these test matches, all of them to get qualified to play the World Test Championship with the New Zealanders. And India just need to win one and maybe draw the other. So it's a bit easy for India, but a lot of pressure, home ground pressure. But so far the performances in the day one has been outstanding, and I think it's a bit easy for India to win this test match and just make sure that England don't win the next test match. So that will ensure a spot for them in the World Test Championship final with the New Zealanders. And coming to England's batting, nice performance from Crawley. So he's been added into the team, a replacement for Burns, and he's been outstanding. 53. So he played the quicks very good, very well, and he got his 50 before becoming LBW by Akshar Patel. And I think India's bowling was just very good. I mean, but surprising here is many predicted, as it is the day and night test, they would take three paces and two spinners, but surprisingly they went with three spinners and two paces. As of now, we have seen the pitch is favoring a bit of spin and a lot of turn. So I think India have made a correct choice, while England have gone with three paces, and I don't know how England's bowling will be on day two, but they have for sure fierce bowling attack, bowling lineup. So, and let's not forget Ishan Sharma. So congratulations on his 100th test match. You know, it's usually hard for a pacer in India to reach this milestone, and he has done it with his fitness. A lot of injuries in his journey, and with that fitness, he has been able to come back each time and get to this milestone. Congratulations on that. And little to talk about Akshar Patel. So he got a fifer, and this is his second match and already two fifers. Excellent bowling from Akshar Patel, and he's an all-rounder. So if he bats well and in this test match, it's really going to be great gift for the Indian team, because Washington Sundar, we have seen, is batting brilliantly, but is not able to deliver bowling for India in the unlimited over formats, the test cricket. So I think if Akshar Patel can bat well in this test match, or I think that would be great for India, because we need some all-rounder who could settle there if the top order fails. The middle order is there to save them. So I think Akshar Patel needs to come out flying in the batting. And let's talk about Ravi Ashwin. So Ravichandran Ashwin, last match, brilliant 100, brilliant fifer. And today he has got with three wickets. So brilliant performance. Shines with three wickets. He got and he got crucial wickets. Joe Root, Ollie Pope and Leach. So all of these plays in the trap of Ravi Ashwin. So brilliant from Ravi Ashwin getting these three wickets, brilliant. And then India with the bat has been so far so good. Rohit Sharma getting to his 50 and he is still not out. So you could expect him to hit 100, because 100 is a very, he has the ability to convert 50s into 100s, 100s into 150s, 150s into 200s. So a lot to expect from Rohit Sharma in this third test match. And Shubman Gill departing for 11. So I think I have thought of Mayank Agarwal coming in place of Shubman Gill at the start of India versus England third test match, but they have gone with Shubman Gill because of his performance in the past. But I think if he doesn't perform well in the second innings, I would suggest drop him and take Mayank Agarwal, because Mayank Agarwal has been brilliant in home ground. So I think Mayank Agarwal is a brilliant pick. You could expect him to play in the fourth test match. However, let's concentrate on third test match day one. So then we have seen Pujara going for a duck. So I think Pujara needed to stay a bit longer. But it's all right, because bowling, we have done good. So Virat Kohli stayed there and gave that 50 run partnership between Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli, but again being bowled by Leach. So I think if he would have stayed longer, because fans were expecting him to hit 100, because it's been a lot of time since he hit 100. And yes, so to review this, I think of course England, maybe they needed a decent start with Sibley. So Sibley goes for a duck. We have seen the tour of Sri Lanka, England tour of Sri Lanka, Sibley played really very well. And even in the first test match, Sibley played well, and the momentum has been so good in the first test match. So I think if England having that good startup, I think that would power the top order, the middle order to fire up. I think yes, Crawley has done it, but I think even Sibley could have done it, because Sibley is a bright talent and he needs to come out in flying colors. Of course, as an Indian fan, I would say thank God he's out, and thanks to Ishant Sharma for getting that first wicket. Brilliant bowling from Ishant Sharma. And I think Bairstow needed to play a bit responsibly and get some runs on the board for England because of his experience, but he couldn't. And that ended up putting pressure on Joe Root, and he goes on 17. And England didn't get runs from Ben Stokes. So this was the result that made them get 112 runs. So because of this, India have been batted well, 112 to chase this. They're trailing by 13 runs, and then they will take a lead, of course. And India's batting is all right, right? All right, let's jump into the predictions now. I think India will bat the whole of day two if England bowlers don't strike early. And I think anything from 150 to 250 runs lead is absolutely good. And Rahane needs to bat a bit responsibly. So I think he needs to get to that 50, 60s, 70s or even 100. So I think Rahane needs to bat responsibly. And Rohit Sharma needs to convert the 50 into 100. Yes, he has the ability to do it. And yes, I think India will touch the 300s at the end of day two. And I'm sensing something very strong from Rishabh Pant. I predict and sense Pant's century coming tomorrow. Alright, maybe not a century, at least it's 50. But I'm sensing Pant maybe hitting sixes tomorrow. Alright, this is my prediction.